Hi, everybody. Bob Claster here, and I'm your host for Funny Stuff, half an hour of comedy that airs every Friday night here on KCRW. And tonight, since it is Friday night, is, of course, no exception. And tonight, we have scheduled a return visit to a show that we first heard on March of this year about kids and babies and childbirth and such. And it aired on the week that I found out that my wife and I were going to be parents. And so I scheduled a return visit to this show on the week that we were scheduled to become parents. But things having a mind of their own, we have been parents for two whole weeks now. But that just all goes to show. I don't know, what does it all go to show? At any rate, I will be listening to a lot of comedy, stuff having to do with children and childbirth and things, from Bill Cosby, Bob Newhart, John Cleese, Mel Brooks and Carl Reiner, Shelley Berman and Danny Kaye, and there are a few people I'd like to thank. The last time I played this, I dedicated it to my wife and to my as-yet-unborn child, and this, of course, does go out to them. But it also goes out to the wonderful Dr. Yvonne Fried and all of the nurses at Santa Monica Hospital, which is a wonderful place to have a baby. Berthenia Caswell, Anita Bream, Sandy and Betsy Claster, Noah and Belle Sloan, and Kathy Valenti, who all, without whom little Max would not have been possible. So with all of that out of the way, let's listen to some comedy having to do with childbirth, and we will begin, what better place than with Bill Cosby.
It's great to be an expectant father. I want to pass some things on to some of you guys. If you don't have children already, a woman really gets irritable when she's expecting because of the simple fact that she feels everything's been dropped right on her. You see, now the man was just as much, a fault as to what has happened, but nothing happens to him, and the woman starts to get ugly. I'm so ugly. And husband doesn't help anyone. He's,
hey, look at what I did. Look at that, Charlie. How about that? Look at them goodies there. How about that? Whee! How about me? I'm a man.
So that's why when a husband says, hello, dear, don't you dear me, get out of here. I'll punch you right in the mouth. Well, I'm going to have about 30 kids. My wife can't do a thing about it because she's Catholic. If she refuses me, I take her right to the Pope.
Pope? Yeah, she's sitting around.
Pope says you gotta do it. You don't want to float around for the rest of whatever, do you? So she's got him, and it's great. Marry a Catholic. He's beautiful. But anyway, you gotta sympathize with your wife. You've got to identify with what's going on. And I do just that. First thing I get up in the morning, I throw up. That's right. And I sleep a lot. I wear suits that are too big for me, I wear low heel shoes and I walk like this, And I cry a lot, But I'm copping out the last month. Ain't nobody getting me in that delivery room, I tell you what. I don't care what goes on. But let's talk about the baby for a second. Now, I've got to sympathize with the kid. The woman's the woman is really she's in bad shape and everything. But, that kid, man, is in a little room. It's a little teeny room, and it's humid in there, And that's 9 months, man. That's a long time. And I think it would benefit both the parents and the child if we could work on something that would shorten it. The duration, that's what I'm talking about. I sent a letter to the Polaroid camera people. And I asked them to work on it, I think 30 years from now, they'll come up with something. You kiss your wife, wait 10 seconds. You like it? Well, he's a little out of focus. Kiss again, that's all. He's got another one. If you like that one, you got to dip him in the lacquer, see? If you don't dip the kid in the lacquer, he'll fade on you. But, The whole thing is just that the baby's right there, and I know he must get tired. They've got to get tired, because it's a little place, man. Nothing to do in there. Not a thing, man. That's why the last couple of weeks they go crazy and start punching him. Tired of writing his name on the wall, stuff like that. I tried to get my wife to swallow a ball so he'd have something to play with, bounce it around, The only interesting thing that ever happens to that kid is when the food comes down through the tube. You know, he can see that. You know, that's nice. I like that. That's good. Hey, get them Brussels sprouts out of here.
I have a son who's 3.5 years old and another one who's 5 months old. And I'm not bragging about my son when I say this. He is very intelligent. And the reason I'm not bragging is because I think all children are very intelligent. They're really much more intelligent than we give them credit for. And they sort of hold back. You know, they don't let on that they're as intelligent or as bright as they really are. And Life magazine did an article recently on the intelligence of children and pointed out that children have an intelligence even prenatally, even before they're born. And so to sort of demonstrate this, I would like to present a set of twins 1 month before birth. You didn't think they stood up, did you, ma'am? I mean... What time is it, you know? What time? 3:30, is it? Yeah, morning or afternoon, do you know? It's a, I can't tell the difference either. I don't know. Yeah. Boy, I've got a cramp in my leg. It's just driving me crazy, you know? Where the hell does this cord go? Do you know where... I don't know, maybe we're electric. I don't know what the hell is it. They both asleep? You're sure they're asleep, huh? There we go. She's getting them up, yeah, she's getting them up. She said the baby just moved, yeah. He's coming over to listen. Yeah. Don't do anything when he comes over, right? That poor soul's a nervous wreck, you know that one? Boy, you forget the pill one night, it's bingo time, right? Huh? Is he going back to sleep now? There we go. He says, what the hell you having, a baby or a kangaroo, huh? Oh, she's starting to cry now. She's going to cry herself to sleep all night, I guess. Oh, did you hear them today? They were picking out names. Did you hear that? I hope you're Norbert. Oh, this afternoon we're going to the doctor's. I guess you know that. There's a weird one of the doctor. Oh, yeah, he's beautiful. You know? He was diagnosing us as a bad cold up till 3 weeks ago. You know that? Oh, he's something else, I tell you. Do you ever have one of those nights you just can't get to sleep? No. You know what we haven't done for a couple of nights? It's a lot of fun. Let's press down with your false labor pains, huh? She's getting them up, yeah, she's getting them up. He just fell out of the bed, yeah. Oh, he's going to check with the books, see what he should do. Yeah. Oh, the book says to get a watch and time the contraction. See how far apart they are. Yeah. Gee, I don't care how far apart you want to make them. Doesn't make any difference. Let's make them 10 seconds apart. That should shake them up pretty good, huh? They'll be afraid to get out of the bed, you know? Oh, you won't believe this. He just left. He left without her. I'm not putting you on, yeah? Yeah, we got a beauty for an old man, I'll tell you, boy. All right, don't press down anymore. Let's get some sleep. What do you mean you weren't pressing down? Well, I wasn't pressing down. Good Lord, this is it!
Out of the mouths of babes and sucklings, as the poet said, comes all manner of things. But be that as it may, we are now joining once again those 3 4-month-old babies outside the supermarket.
Morning, Rupert.
Morning, Hugh.
So your mother's been giving you beef broth again, then? You're covered in it.
Terrible, isn't it?
She's such a messy feeder. What's that stain on your bib?
Fish and macaroni.
I thought I recognised it. Is your old woman making you feed yourself yet? Because mine is.
Good Lord, no. What cheek. Are you standing for it, Rupert?
Well, I tried non-cooperation for a few meals and I just starved. Of course, the old man was being very tough, stupid, great idiot.
Yeah.
Stood there stuffing it in himself as a sort of demonstration effort. And then he puked.
Well, I'm not surprised the muck we get.
Actually, talking about puking, I'm a bit worried. My old lady's sick every morning, and she says it's because she's having another baby. Well, I've been sick every morning for weeks. I mean, hang on, here comes Cyril and his ghastly mother.
Oh,
come
no.
on, scream, everyone.
I'm just going to get some din-dins for you, chucky-chucky-chucky.
Din-dins.
Chucky-chucky.
Morning, Cyril, sweetie.
Oh, do belt up, you fellows. I say you two look in a right old mess.
Rupert thinks he's having a baby.
Oh, wet nappies.
Shut up, you. Might be a rabbit for all I know.
Hey! I'm getting christened next week.
You're
How
not.
About that?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, I did that weeks ago.
Oh.
Everybody came, I got soaked, and they had a party.
Now, I must tell you, I had a laugh last week. Mother's been trying to teach me for weeks to say mamme. It's embarrassing. So just after my bath, I gave her a big smile and said, Auntie Dory.
You see,
I haven't got an Auntie Dory. I nearly killed her, my only laugh of the week.
Shut up, for Pete's sake. Here comes the vicar. Plan B.
Daddy.
It's all right. It's all right, that shifted him. His wife looked a bit rattled, too.
Look out, here comes your mother again, Cyril. I'll
pretend to be asleep.
Okay.
Well, how are... Who's asleep, then? Who's asleep, then?
I am, you silly old bag, and stop poking my cheeks.
Not since the birth of the Dion quintuplets has a maternity ward offered us the phenomena that this maternity ward at UCLA Medical Center offers us today. Not 2 hours ago, a little baby was born that has the power of speech and intelligence. The doctors are not able to tell us how or why. We have our cameras set up here, our tape recorders, and we're going to record the voice and intelligence of this two-hour-old baby. He's lying in his crib. We're going to put a little microphone in there now. We're going to try to contact him. I don't know if he will talk to us, but the nurses tell me he has been talking for the many hours he's been here. 2 hours, exactly. We're going to try. I'd like you to know the microphone is right by his head now. Little baby. Pardon me, little baby? Little baby? May we speak with you, little baby?
Hi, are you my dad? I haven't met my dad yet.
No. Amazing, just amazing. He does speak, fortunately, ladies and gentlemen. He's talking. No, I'm not your dad. You haven't met your mother yet.
No, I haven't met Mom, but I...
You've been...
I have no Mom, sure.
Yes.
I've been around her.
You haven't seen her?
Yeah. No, I haven't seen the outside, no.
I see. Do you hope that she is good-looking?
Oh, no, I don't care what she looks like. I'm not going to date her. I'm her child.
I see, that's right. Because it doesn't matter what she looks like, it's what's inside of her.
Oh, I know she's good.
You do know?
I know she's good, because you can tell a person by what they are inside.
That's right.
Yes, and I was there. I was inside. I looked around. She's great.
I see.
Great woman. Wonderful person. Yes.
By the way, you don't have a name yet. It says just Baby Brooks on there.
Yes, it says it's on these little pink feet. Hey, I'm a girl. Hey. What the hell? I'm a little girl.
Well, I don't...
That's adorable.
Just a moment.
I think it's adorable. I'm a girl.
Just a moment. I think what? You don't... Do you see well yet?
No, it's kind of a blur,
well,
but
that
it is pink.
No, they're blue.
Oh.
You're a boy.
Oh, well, that's all right. I'll play ball and get drunk and things. I'll be fine.
You don't mind being a boy?
No. Is Burt Lancaster, what is he?
He's a boy.
Oh, that's good. I'll be like him.
Baby, it is most incredible that you're able to speak.
Yes,
you
it's phenomenal,
any idea,
isn't it? Yeah.
Any idea
it's
why...
It's kind of frightening, yeah.
It is.
Yeah. It's kind of kicky, isn't it?
Yes. But how did you... Why were you given this gift? How did it happen?
Well, it's very strange. I'm not sure myself. One of the doctors says it's like a tooth, or
a prenatal tooth.
Yeah, that falls out when
you're
born.
In the first
hour
of birth.
That's right.
Or prenatal hair on the.
That's
show.
Exactly that.
Wow.
And this is a phenomenon of intelligence.
You may lose this intelligence.
I may, as you're talking to me, or a week later, but it'll fall out just like a tooth or extra hair.
Yes, well,
sure.
We better find out things about you right now. While
go
we
ahead.
There has been a lot written about prenatal memory before birth.
Yes.
Do you have any?
Oh, I remember when I was on a little tadpole, a little fetus there, swimming around.
Do you remember having a tail?
Sure. Oh, that was the best part.
You liked your tail?
Oh, I loved the tail.
Were you unhappy when it disappeared?
When I lost my tail, I got a nose.
You lose your tail?
And the nose is much more important because you can't blow your tail. You know what I mean?
If you get a cold, that's right.
That's right. Catch a cold, you can't blow your tail.
Could you hear the outside world? Could you hear your mother talking?
Yes.
It wasn't clear, I imagine.
No, it was very fuzzy.
You were enveloped in water.
Sure, in the water and everything. But I remember the man, probably my father,
yes.
You know, saying, well already, well already. You know, something like that.
Well, may I translate for that for you? He was probably saying, when already? Because
when
he was anxious
yes.
for you to be born.
Yeah, sure. That's probably it.
You called. Now,
uh-huh.
what is it that makes a mother queasy or a little nauseous in the first 2 or 3 months of her pregnancy?
Well, I don't think it's physical, no.
It's not physical?
No, I think it's psychological. I think the moment they realize that there's a living creature in them, they puke. You know?
But why?
They're kind of scared.
But why?
Well, wouldn't you be nauseous if somebody was running around inside you? I mean,
well,
it's kind of frightening. You know
never
I mean?
Thought of that. Never
sure.
thought of that.
It's a frightening thing.
Do you know what's going on in the outside world? Do you know the celebrities of the day? Do you know the important people in the
well,
world today?
Some. I don't know. I'm not sure.
You don't know what you know?
No.
Do you know, for instance, Mickey Mantle?
No.
Queen Elizabeth?
No.
Winston Churchill?
No.
Fidel Castro?
No.
Pandit Nehru?
No.
Have you heard of Cary Grant?
Oh, sure. Oh, sure.
You heard of
him? Well, everybody knows Cary Grant.
Well, how did you know him and nobody else?
Well, because my mother used to take me to a lot of Cary Grant pictures when I was inside her. See?
And you could...
It was muffled, but I kind of heard... You know, that was Cary Grant, right?
Right.
Sure, that's Cary Grant.
I see.
She never took me to Pandit Nehru movie, so I don't know what he's saying.
I see. Now,
I'm sure he's a hell of an actor.
Now, when you grow up, do you have any ambitions yet? What do you want to be when you grow
well,
up?
Well, I'd like to put on a little weight.
Oh, you will.
You will. I don't see how I could, drive a bus or anything. I'm only about 7 pounds.
14, yes.
Sure.
But what else
Smaller
would you like?
Than the wheel.
You know anything about your mother?
My mother is definitely an intellectual.
How do you know that?
Well, because she reads a lot of big, fat, heavy books.
How do you know that?
Because the books lay on my head. It's on resting on a bella, and they crush my head. I have,
Is that a beauty mark behind you?
No, that's a bookmark. That's one of those big, heavy books.
I see.
Yeah.
I see. Baby, do you miss your umbilical cord?
Well, yeah, you get to kind of miss it, you know, because it's an appendage and it's there.
For
and
9 months, slinger. Yes.
But when I grow up, I'm going to get a keychain.
I'd like to know what you feel about your father.
I feel that Dad is the kind of guy that will gaga sound.
With what? With what? I didn't get that.
I feel that my father will always be the kind of guy that will take me to ball games and will be buddies and will sign my knife.
Will you sign knife? I don't understand you. Sign knife? What does that mean?
I think that my father and I will probably get along well together since we're both boys. We'll probably run around and play ball and give high.
I do believe, ladies and gentlemen, he's losing his intelligence. Are you losing your power of speech? You still have your. No, you're not making sense now.
What?
I don't understand you.
Oh,
I don't understand
oh.
you.
Hey, maybe
can you
it's
pull
going.
Yourself together?
Sure.
You hold yourself together.
Yes, I'll hold it together.
What
yes.
do you think
keep
we
that intelligence
to make
yes.
the world a better place to live in?
Birds.
What?
Formaldehyde.
What?
Formaldehyde.
What? Do what?
Go, go, go.
What? You're losing. I don't understand.
What?
What?
Oh. What? What?
You think I'm jealous about the new baby? I'm not. I love the new baby. I love the new baby. Today I was playing with the eyes, and I stuck my finger in her ear, and I was holding her tongue, and she didn't even cry. I love the new baby. I love the new baby.
Hello? Oh, okay. Hello there. I'm fine, thank you, and how are you? Fine, fine, thank you very much. Is your mother there? I'm fine, thank you, fine, fine. Is your mommy home? I'm fine, sweetheart, fine. Fine. Listen, honey, listen, where is your mommy? Oh, well, tell her when she's through, I'd like to talk to her, please. You don't have to tell me what, dear. That's all right, sweetheart. I'm fine. Listen, what are you, a little boy or a little girl? Oh, well, why don't you ask your mommy? She'll tell you. I'm fine. Listen, sweetheart, go call mommy to the telephone, honey. Oh, listen, honey, listen, don't put the telephone on the hook now, baby. Put it on the table, sweetheart, because if you put it on the hook, you... Hello there. I'm fine, thank you, fine. Listen, you hung up on me, you little. Now, see there, see? See, I told you to put the telephone on the table, and you put it on the hook. Now, honey, you see what happened? See, I... Oh, God damn it. Hello. Now listen, kid. Now don't put the telephone down, you understand me? You hold the telephone in your hand, you hear what I'm saying to you? In your fat little claw, you hold it full. Now I'm warning you now, if you put that telephone down, lightning will strike you, and you'll die. I'm God. I'm fine, thank you, fine. Now stand still and scream, mommy. What are you crying for? I didn't scare you. I can't help it if I'm God. Call your mommy. Hello, mommy. Marge. It's me, Sid. I'm fine, thank you. I'm not screaming. Seems to me your household has a morbid interest in my health. Your kid acts like the beneficiary of my insurance policy. Do me a favor, tell my nephew he's a boy, will you? He doesn't know. He doesn't know. I asked him before, he didn't know what the hell I was talking about. What do you mean he's a baby? Now is when he should know. Now, during his formative years. Don't wait till he grows up and makes an arbitrary decision.
That crazy Barbara, boy, is she a pest. In school she leans all over me and copies from my test. She got the desk behind me and pokes me with her toes. And every time I turn around, she wrinkles up her nose. Now, yesterday, practically in front of the whole class, she blurted out, "Hello, Moo Moo. Hello, Moo Moo. What does she have to go and call me Moo Moo for? Just because she heard my mother call me it." "My name is Maurice." "Ooh, that crazy Barbara's asking where I've been. I wish that she'd butt out for once instead of butting in. I went swimming up the creek and I had nothing on. And when I look back on the shore, all my clothes were gone. At first I thought it was the fellas, and then I recognized her voice, and she was up in a tree, and she was yelling, 'Stuck in the water, stuck in the water.' She thinks she's as good as a boy, and she couldn't even climb all the way on her top." She'd like to be on my team, but she can't play at all. Cause if I have a truer one, she'd never see the ball. And what if Alvin Schmouder likes the way she looks? I'd like to see him catch me carrying her books.
I wish I didn't have to be her husband in a play. Cause when I have to kiss her, all the guys will say, Moo Moo loves Barbara, Moo Moo loves Barbara.
Ooh, that crazy Barbara, I hate that crazy Barbara. And I'll never marry her someday.
And that was one of the great five-year-olds of all time, Danny Kaye, with a couple cuts from his Mommy Give Me a Drink of Water album. Before that, we heard from Shelley Berman, Mel Brooks and Carl Reiner, John Cleese from the original cast of a British radio program called I'm Sorry, I'll Read That Again, Bob Newhart, and, of course, the master of childhood, Bill Cosby. Let's see, next week's program is going to be Weird Al Yankovic. I've gotten enough requests for him, and so here you go, you got him. We'll be listening to things from Weird Al's three albums next week. And what else is there to tell you about? Let's see, you know the address, it's Bob Claster, Funny Stuff, KCRW, 1900 Pico Boulevard, Santa Monica, California, 90405. I always do love to hear from you. And that's about it. I hope you're all watching Yes Minister on KCET and running Monty Python yet again. And as long as that's on the air, there's something good about the world. So apart from Little Max, of course. And I guess that's about it. So until next week when we listen to Weird Al Yankovic, this is your host, Bob Claster, thanking you for listening and reminding you all to always keep that sense of humor well exercised, because you never know when you're going to need it. Have a nice weekend, everybody.